Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Going the distance despite the odds got an added dimension recently when a group of four blinded veterans competed in the California International Marathon. The team finished the relay in under 4 hours, beating the average marathon time. It was all made possible by Richard Hunter of the Blinded Veterans Association through its Operation Peer Support Committee and the United States Association of Blind Athletes. For more about the Operation Peer Support Initiative and the BVA organization as a whole, call 800-669-7079 or visit bva.org.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th. At the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website, csun.at/opportunities.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Remember to surround yourself with people who are good for you.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are live from Orlando, Florida. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. If you can call in, we'd love to hear from you. This is a talk show. For those who don't know what we're all about, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. We'd love to hear from you. You got something to say? I don't care what you want to say. You want to say hello to your cousin Betty? Or happy birthday to Louise? Whatever you want to say. That's what we're all about. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Yeah, this show is real, real. So they say that I'm unorthodox because, well, the show gives away prizes and we have a lot of fun. The show is has a mission. The mission basically is to educate, to have fun, to inform, get you jobs for the people that are vision impaired blind, and basically to, I guess you say, focus on being positive. And have a lot of folks that don't know blind folks listen to the show. Because like when I was sighted, I didn't know any blind people. Now that I'm blind, I know a lot of blind people. So some people say they like to listen to the show just because they want to listen to, I guess you say, people laughing. As my girlfriend Caroline says from Brunswick, Georgia, she listens to the show because she likes to get a big laugh. So she's still laughing about when we had the show and my wife and I were out there doing with the kids with trick-or-treating on Halloween. I was getting bitten up with the mosquitoes. And every time I was getting bit, I was screaming out, and she said she was laughing every time I was getting bit. Carolyn, I think about that, Carolyn. If you listen, that's pretty sarcastic. to laugh.
Well, Michael's our punching bag sometimes.
Yeah, to laugh every time that I'm being bit. Anyway.
We got a caller on the phone line when you're ready.
Well, I'd like to introduce our next guest first, if that's okay with everybody, and then we can all schmooze together.
All right.
Well, I'd like to welcome Sharon Giovinazzo, and as some of you might know, Sharon is the president and CEO of World Services for the Blind, and she was kind enough to join us tonight all the way from Little Rock, Arkansas. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you, Arkansas.
Lynn, Michael, and Dave. How are you?
Hey, Happy New Year, Sharon.
This is Miss Sharon.
We make another trip around the sun, I tell you.
There you go. Welcome to our...
And hey, Lynn, I'm not a guest anymore. I'm family.
That's true.
I'm family now. I mean, as many times as I've been on and in the studio, I miss you guys.
That's right. You've been there in the studio.
Last time I'll say my sister Sharon from Little Rock, Arkansas.
There you go.
Chris, are you surprised?
No, I'm not, because she is family. When she opened up the microphone, when she called in, Chris, what they do? I'm like, Sharon, how you doing, girl? What's going on? You know, that's how we get it in.
Hey, Chris, I love you. You know that, right? We are family.
Hey.
Like my cousin.
I got all my sisters and me.
You know what I think?
Orlando, we had snow in Little Rock yesterday. We got a whole dusting and it closes down the whole city.
Wait a minute. Y'all actually got snow?
Yeah, like dust. I mean, my dust in my house is thicker than the dust. Snow is. Oh, wait a minute. I wasn't supposed to say that out loud, right?
That's okay. We'll let you slide since...
Guys, I think Chris said somebody was on the phone.
Who's on the phone?
Oh, I'm sorry. We got Gary on the phone line, and he said he know about four or five of these dances that he wanted to try to take a shot at. So are we still working?
That was the last hour. We passed that one already.
Okay, all right. Well, we got Gary. You want to just say hi? You missed that point, Gary.
Okay, how's it going, guys? Hey, Dave.
Gary, what's up, man?
Hey, I know.
How are you, bud? Those.
I'm doing fine. How about the Charleston?
That's another good one. See, Michael was being nice and leaving it wide open. But yeah, I was thinking. Well, he mentioned that there was a hit. There are a couple dances that were like actual musical big hits and. I know which one he was hinting at, and I was thinking of another one from, like, the 70s that was quite big.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We're sorry, mister. You called a little too late.
All right, Gary. You know, the last time that I tried to dance, they thought I was having a seizure and brought me to the hospital. So.
That's right. Well, how about, they don't allow that kind of dancing in Arkansas.
Right. How about oh, you're a wise guy, eh?
How about the polka?
I know. It usually takes a couple drinks before I'm willing to even attempt to dance. And I was at a wedding last night, and fortunately my wife was not into dancing either, so neither one of us did, but it'll happen someday.
I'll buy tickets.
Yeah, there you go. It'll be a special occasion if we're out there dancing, probably.
So how about the polka?
Polka's a good one.
There you go.
Okay. How about the
roll
swim?
Roll out the barrel.
That's right. My mother loved to do that. How about the swim?
The swim.
Yep.
Yeah.
How about the drowning?
I can't believe that no one has mentioned the hustle or the twist yet.
I was just going to say the twist. You took that out of my mouth.
Well, you know, I had quite a few. So I got the Dougie. I got the Do the Dougie. I got the Percolator. I got the Tom and Jerry, the Roger Rabbit, the Double Dutch.
No, the song, the twist.
Oh, you know some ones I don't know there.
Yeah.
The robot.
Right. The Batman.
Well, I do some research here.
Did I get the four?
Wow.
Right now, Gary, you missed it, Gary. That was in the last hour, Gary.
Huh?
Yeah, you missed all of that one, Gary. That was in the last hour. You had to call in the last hour to get to win.
Sorry.
Oh, I tried. Guess I didn't try.
That's right.
Right, you had the Mariah Carey. You got the LL Cool J dance.
Oh, I put it on Queen before.
Yeah, we can't give you the real prize, but we'll give you a consolation prize.
Right.
I've got the game you can play at home.
Oh, wait. Hey, did I mention the percolator?
Yeah. Well, I never heard that. I love that.
Made percolator.
Yeah, it's time for the percolator. No food in the refrigerator. Forgot my calculator.
Wow, man.
It's time.
Hey, Chris, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't know if anybody heard me. It was saying that the number one song was by Chubby Checker, who did the song called "The Twist."
The Twist,
covered by Chubby Checker.
Come on, baby.
Yeah,
I said that, Michael.
And then twist again.
Twisting.
This show's getting too unorthodox.
right.
Like we did last summer.
Dave, do you hear me?
Yeah, what's doing on WSUB?
Not WSUB.
Dave.
WSUB.
Mike
otherwise known as SUB.
Mike then gave up.
World Services for the Blind. I know all about it. World Services.
He gave a whole new radio station, a whole new network.
That's right. That's why I got to know radio. WSUB, otherwise known as SUB.
Hey, Chris, will you come work for me if I open up my own radio station?
Let's get it. I'm all in. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's do this. So what's happening at WSE? Well, we have our first webinar of the year coming up. I'm not sure when it is. You can check out our Facebook page. But it's about our new program on sourcing and recruiting. So you know how all these big corporate companies, they come out and, you know, they're trying to hire people. Well, there's a huge shortage of recruiters out there. So we're training people in conjunction or in partnership with the Starfish Foundation in order to give the skills to the people who are blind who need that. And, you know, that's kind of what we're famous for. But what we're even more famous for is we're hitting 75 years in 2022. So we're so excited that
wow.
We're working on not only the legacy that's already been built, but we're working on the next 75 years of the legacy and beyond.
75 years is very impressive.
It is. I've not been there the whole 75.
No, you know? I can tell.
But we're really excited about it. We are venturing into a new project. We just, in the last 2 years, right in the middle of the pandemic, raised $3.5 million, and we replaced all of our mechanical systems, which were over 55 years old. Some of them were almost 65 years old, and we've gotten that project completed, and now we're going to remodel our north dormitory space. It's two buildings. It equals 26 rooms, classrooms, offices, and common areas, and that's going to be turned into a group home, which will serve people who are blind and visually impaired, that also has, like, intellectual and developmental disabilities, traumatic brain injury, and also elder blind. So that's about a $5.5 million renovation that's going to be going on. So we're really excited about that. You know, if you think about, you know, since in my tenure, I really observed the need for on-campus enrollment go down while online enrollment has went up. So we don't have as much need for the basics in blindness skills because there's so many agencies out there, like Lighthouse of Central Florida that you had on the last hour. You know, they do such a great job locally, but sometimes you just need that next boost in order to be able to get that career. And for people who complete our vocational programming, we have an 85% placement rate among those who complete those programs.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about some of the programs? Because one of the ones I remember hearing about a couple months ago was really cool about placing, doing some sort of a financial tax thing. Are you still doing that?
So if you're talking about our credit counseling.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, that's a huge industry. Since 2005, it was enacted that anybody who goes through bankruptcy has to receive, I think it's either an hour or hour and a half of services from a credit counselor. Because it's not just that you're going to refinance everything. You have to break those habits, and that's
right.
One of the goals that they're going for. But, you know, you think about, we all did stupid stuff, except for Michael. You know, I'm sure Mike didn't. But we all did stupid stuff when we were younger, and then we end up paying for it when we're older, you know, higher interest rates, or we can't get finance.
Pretty much.
You know, the house or the stuff that we want to be able to do, so. And, you know, that runs the gamut. I mean, the people who have the worst credit histories are the ones who end up paying the most because they pay more for rent because they can't get cleared in, you know, other places. They pay more for the utilities because they don't have the upkeep in that. So we're trying to break habits with that. So these are national certifications, and we partner with an agency out of Florida. You know, there's something to be said about those of us who were hatched in Florida.
Wow, yeah, we're not so bad.
That's right. It's called the National Association of Certified Credit Counselors. And we have six different certifications that people can go for. And they can get anything from, a lot of people decide to work on their own and work for attorneys who do just bankruptcy. And so then they provide that service for the attorney. It's all done remotely. They don't have to worry about going into an office. But you have everything from, you know, large places that provide legal services through companies that's based out of Austin, Texas, that's part of like an employee assistance program. You have places from that to just places that do credit repair. Credit repair and credit counseling, it's a huge, huge industry.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a great transition for us because for 50 years we had the IRS program. And when President Trump enacted the first hiring freeze, that program was already kind of on its way out because of security and, you know, IT issues that happened with the IRS. So this was a great transition in order to be able to keep those competencies within the agency. So that's been a great program. That was one of the first ones that I brought on as the new CEO there.
I remember when you had the IRS program.
David and Sharon, excuse me, we're going to go to break now, and when we come back, we'll talk more.
All right, sounds good,
cool.
All righty.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Break time.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Hi, my name is Sheila, and I have...
This segment is brought to you by
Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website at www.csun.com/opportunities.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Remember to surround yourself with people who are good for you.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. We're back. Oh, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We're definitely back. We're here with Sharon. Otherwise known as Sharon. From
Shout out I want to give to a couple of people.
Go ahead, Marley, give me a shout out.
Billy the Queen Davis is listening, and Liz Holmes is listening also, and she's out of Midland, Georgia.
Wow, that's cool. Hello to them.
Hello, hello, ladies.
Good evening, ladies.
Good evening, ladies.
Thanks for tuning in.
Do you know what you're listening to? Do you have any idea what you're listening to?
They
listen
do.
To the Blind and Beyond radio show, radio show of its kind. That's right. People have said to me, you're too unorthodox. I said, what does that mean, unorthodox? Well, too much fun going on, too much trivia, too much prizes. Well, that's what the show's all about. So far, you mentioned everything what the show's all about.
Too much prizes. How could that ever be?
How can that be?
You know, right now, it's time for prizes.
Haters going to hate, man. That's all that there is to it.
That's true.
Because they're not you.
Well, right now we're going to go to trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. It's more prizes. It's Dave. You're up. It's your trivia.
Yay! Hey, I get to do this one. If you know who did this song, how about calling in and winning a prize? Why not? It's 407 407-894-1680. Who did this song? Because they really lifted themselves up. What do you think, Chris? Yeah, see, there's actually two people singing coming up here, and you can tell me either. Chris, if you can wind her back there. Who did that song, friends? Call in at 407-894-1680. Bail me out, because Michael always says I pick hard songs, but you guys know.
You know what? That song's inaccurate today. The Eagles didn't do any flying today.
That's true.
That's enough, Sharon. It's enough.
That's right.
Nothing. Okay, so let's say some positive things.
That is positive.
Yeah,
I'm a Bucs fan. It was positive.
Absolutely.
Very positive for a Buccaneer.
I've been a Buccaneers fan since the jerseys were orange, Dave.
I went through two terrible seasons of no wins until the very end. Yeah, so
yeah, it was hard to be a Bucs fan.
We were part of the Eagle Nation, which is a big nation, Eagle Nation.
We were the joke of every sitcom around the world. You know,
yep.
It was the bucket, the Yuckineers. We were so bad.
Oh,
we were terrible. And then we turned things around and became national champs. And we'll do it again, possibly.
Yeah, you know something? I always thought I hated Tom Brady. I found out it was just the New York or the New England Patriots.
I'm with you, girl, because I wasn't a big fan either, but I'm willing to accept him at this point.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's not so bad, especially for an old dude.
So, Sharon, talk about putting things on positive. Positive. I want to hear positive.
There's so much positive out there.
That's all we've got is positive.
That's all we got is positive. You know, when you have six animals in your head, you have a lot of positives.
That's true.
The guide dog is right over here, and he says, "Hey, y'all, how you doing?
Where's my rim shot? Ba-dum-bump."
Off the air, we were talking a little bit about
where the eagles fly. On the mountain.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, Chris,
listen, we got a call. We got two callers on the phone line.
I knew it.
I had three callers that called in. Sherry from Orlando called in, and then Brother Theo called in, and he just wanted to say Happy New Year to everybody. He thinking about you and just wanted to say hi. And then we got a new caller calling in from Delray Beach, Florida, by the name of Brother Dwight, Mr. Dwight. So let's get into the phone line first, and let's talk with our first caller that called in, Sherry from Orlando.
Sherry, could it be?
Hello. How is everyone?
Dear Sherry, how are you feeling?
Yeah. Oh, hanging in.
Are you coming back to the land of the living?
Maybe. Maybe.
Don't talk close to the phone. I don't want to catch anything.
I'm just so sorry you're not feeling good.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you. I don't know when the last time I won trivia was. That's my problem.
I didn't write it down, but I know the
answer. It's a new year.
New year.
It doesn't count. Okay.
You're eligible now.
Okay, it's a guy I really like, Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warren.
Holy cow, you got both of them. You got it. You're right.
I got to see Joe Cocker at a free 4th of July concert at one of the NSD conventions. They had it in a park, and I was like 10 feet away from him, maybe 15. And everybody said he was just as spazzy looking as ever, but man, he was so good. He was good.
You know, Joe Cocker was the first concert I ever went to.
Wow. Really?
Back in the day, yes. And that was the beginning of his career when he was quite wasted and he was quite in embarrassment. And then he turned himself around and he did.
He was good toward the end. He was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Made all those.
So, Sherry, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
You feel better, Sherry.
Feel better.
Good to hear your voice. Right. You're sounding better. Thanks, hang in there.
All right.
Care. Get better. Take care, Sherry. Okay. You're paying to listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Lots of people pulling for you there, Miss Sherry.
Thank you.
Is the young man still from Delray Beach?
Yes, sir. He is. Dwight is on the phone line. Hey, Dwight, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Dwight.
Are you a first-time caller? I don't remember the name, Dwight.
Yeah, I'm. I'm usually not in my car at this time of night, but. I happen to be getting out a little early tonight, and I'm listening on 8:50 a.m. I don't know if that's the channel you guys are.
Yeah, WFTL, I think.
That's one of our radio stations. Yep, absolutely, absolutely.
There you go.
Cool. Well, good to have you.
I just heard that song.
Yeah, I just heard that song, right. And I'm not 100% sure it's Celine Dion, but I know it's definitely Joe Cocker.
Yeah, and you just missed it because our friend Sherry called in just right before you, but you would have won because it was Joe Cocker, which is all you only needed one answer, but Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warren. So that was Joe Cocker was kind of coming back. So you did good, man, but I'm sorry.
Just missed out.
You weren't quite quick enough, but still I'm glad you called in.
But keep on listening.
I didn't realize there was anything to win, actually. What did I not win?
a $10 gift card from Subway.
A trip around the world. And dancing girls.
Just missed.
You missed out on all that.
All right, sorry, cool, man. I enjoyed the show. No sweat.
Next time, though.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Keep on listening. Rolling every Sunday night, 7 to 9, Eastern Standard Time.
All right. Thanks,
Excellent,
Dwight.
Man.
Calling again.
You,
calling again. You're more than
Bye.
Welcome.
I will do
Let's
it.
Go back
Bye.
To our topic Bye. Of being positive.
Some advice for the new year from Sharon and from Tiki and Dave and Michael.
So Sharon can start on this. You know, there's a 70% unemployment among working-age blind adults. And, you know, we're occupational beings. We are meant to work and to be able to give back to others. And at WSB, at World Services for the Blind, we have an 85% placement rate for people who complete our vocational programs, whether that's on campus or online. So that's a lot of positives. And
incredible.
We've been 75 years, and we're going to do it for another 75.
Tiki, what do you have to say about the people who are feeling down this time of year?
When you're feeling down, what do you say about being positive?
For me, I think it's wherever you're at, always know that you can come up from where it's at. It's not the end of your story.
And you mentioned about a mindset.
So many more chapters.
Yes. So for me, it was, yes, I'm in a homeless shelter, but it was about having a mindset. If I believe that I can pick myself up from here, I can keep going.
And you did.
This is Michael. My big word is the word hope. When you start hoping, you're positive because hope means positive, as far as I'm concerned. So when you start hoping, you start thinking, and that mindset of being positive, hope.
Attitude determines altitude.
Correct. And what's yours, David?
Well, let's see. I'm thinking positive. While I'm sipping a cup of coffee here, I'll tell you one positive thing was that I got here just in the nick of time, running in from New Smyrna Beach.
Yeah, my brother had a song, you know, called Sipping a Cup of Coffee.
Yeah, I think that sounds familiar.
It's in a movie.
Right. He made a lot of money. He made a lot of money. He sold it to a movie company. It was a big movie.
It does sound catchy. Well, as far as being positive, I mean, I would say, you know, the old saying of taking lemons and making lemonade. You know, there are so many things that we can control. There's certain things that are out of our control, and we have to leave that. The biggest difficulty is leaving those things out of control on the floor and not worrying about them. But there's so much that we can do, and that's that stuff that we can do, we've got to jump on it. And the good thing is that there's tons of people that can help you if you need assistance. Even for basic skills or to get a job, there's plenty of people. And if you write Michael, for example, we'll put you in contact with who you need to talk to. So certainly this girl in Arkansas, my dance friend over there, she can definitely help you out with skills and getting work too.
David, let me tell you this. There's two things you want to think about. First, you can think about a positive, or you can think negative. Two different thoughts. You can think positive, you can think negative. Negative would say, I'm blind, I can't do anything. That's the old negative. Well, blind says, you know what? I can do anything anybody else can do except drive a car. So anything else I can do. So the bottom line is, if you want to do something, my answer is just do it. Just try it. You know, but people who don't try it, and you say, well, what if I fail? Well, the answer is this way. I'd rather do something and try it and fail, then not do it at all, because then you never know.
I mean, I think the important thing to remember is we're, especially the people that are listening, all of us have gone through a lot of this stuff, and so we know it's difficult. It's not, we're not saying that at all. And but the good thing is, if you have any interest at all, and there's plenty of people to help you out and get you back on track, because, like, especially if you're starting to lose your vision or you've totally lost your vision suddenly, at first it can be a difficult road, and there are plenty of people that have been in the same boat that can show you some tricks to make life easier.
You know, I've been doing a lot of things my whole life. I've tried and done many, many things. People say, how come you did that? How come you did this? I always tried a niche where no one else did it. You think of things that nobody else did it before you. So, example, I'll give you an example. Here I am, a white guy, and we started a business catered for the black man for regular sizes and big and tall. And guess what? There's only one other company doing what we were doing at that time. Now, many years later, there's many, but when we were doing it, but we only had one other company doing it, catered for the black man, where the fit, making suits, making two-piece sets. So the point is this way. I went into something that was a niche. Think of things that nobody else is doing. I don't care. I know somebody right now has an unbelievable business. You know what he's doing? He's making ices. He has an ice business. And it's all different kind of flavors, ice, water ice. And he's opening up. I think he's got 50 locations already. Now, who would ever thought that would be a tremendous business, water ice? Different flavors, ice.
It's in Florida, right?
Yeah, it's in Florida.
Well, it just shows you, there's a lot of suckers down here. We'll go for most money.
No, but I'm saying it's Pennsylvania, too.
No, it's good. Actually, it's good.
Good stuff.
I like flavored ice. What is it, Jeremiah's?
Jeremiah's, I was thinking of, yeah. We know that.
Oh, yeah, Jeremiah's frozen ice is excellent.
He came from New Jersey, and he started a business down here in Florida, in Orlando.
Pushcart.
And a pushcart. One location. He started with one location, this young man. Now he's got 50 locations all over Florida, Tampa, Orlando, all over the place. And bottom line now, as I understand, he's doing it all over the country. He's doing franchises.
Well,
the point is, he started a business about what? Ice. Plain old ice. Chopped up ice. But he put flavors to it. Cherry, grape, you got all different kinds of flavors.
Right.
So,
but it's good stuff.
If you use your mind and a positive, come up with different things.
Sharon, we were talking off the air. How did you, when you were sighted, you said you were down in the dump. How did you do it? How did you pick yourself up and
turn around?
Turn it around.
You just got to. I mean, you got to look for those resources. So, you know, I have the before blind and after blind life. And, you know, even when I hit that point back in 2001, when I started to lose my vision, I was a combat medic in the Army. So all of a sudden, I couldn't do anything for myself when I lost my vision. But it was all about getting the tools, taking advantage of those tools and going on. But, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're sighted, whether you're blind. And obviously, we just had the gentleman who was driving along in his automobile. And, you know, whether you're blind or you're sighted, whether you can't walk, you can't talk, whatever, everybody has a story. And, yeah. You know, I think that's one of the things that I realized when I entered into this whole new world of disability was that everybody has a story. Everybody's going through something. Look to your left. Look to your right. Lynn, yeah. Don't look to your left. You know, it's just Michael. You've watched him. And, you know, it doesn't matter. There's somebody there who can serve as that stabilizer for you and say, Michael, you can do this. And then, you know something? You're going to give that seven times over, and that person's going to give it seven times over. And that's just what makes the world a better place is every once in a while somebody just needs somebody to say, hey, you can do this.
That's right, and we can do that here on this show. We're willing, you know. So you can just call us up.
And you sighted folks, the same thing applies to you too. Those folks that are sighted, listen to this radio show. You have to have that positive mindset. It's all about positive mindset.
They're going through something too.
Sure. The price of gas is going up. You know, it's all
price
right.
Of everything's going up, Dave.
But if you want to call us, you can 407-894-1680 after the break.
Right now we're going to a break. We're going on a small break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Chris, you there?
You think we're going to the break?
I think we're going to
the break. Here we go. Here we go. Going, gone.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
The 37th annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love
all the advantages.
Positive Vision, enjoying the adventures and advantages of poor eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're,
we're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, if you're going to call in, you're going to call in now. Phone number is 407-894-1680. In the background, my boss is telling me it's kind of late. We're almost off the air. 407-894-1680. Because David's song is going to come up soon.
Oh, yeah, so we don't have a bunch of time because I'm taking up a bunch of time.
Aaron and Tiki, I hope you just stay on the Zoom just to listen to Dave.
He's got a great song. Dave's got a song. You think he's listening?
Although it doesn't sound so good over Zoom, unfortunately, but yeah.
It sounds good, Dave.
I'll be dancing, Dave.
Okay, well, we want to thank Sharon. Thank you for joining us last
night. Hey, thanks for inviting me, Lynn.
Thanks, Sharon.
Sister Sharon, don't hang up. I want you to hear Dave's song.
I'm going to hear it. I'm going to listen.
And Tiki, thanks for joining us. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Tiki, nice to meet you.
I'd like to do my show wrap-up before we go to David's song.
Yeah.
You have it ready, Chris?
Yes, ma'am. I got it ready.
Okay. So we'll see you all next week with co-host Gary Sinclair. And joining us next Sunday will be Peter Cucciavi from Spectrum Communications, Kim Charlson, past president of American Council of the Blind, and Kim will be joining us to discuss the lack of accessibility with those COVID home tests. So that's going to be next week and much, much more. So enjoy David's
Don't go away. My old thing is don't go away. We'll be right back next week. Don't go away.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to listen to this. Before we go off the air, we're going to listen to Dave's song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's a song, kind of a holiday song that I wrote, but it's actually for the time after Christmas and New Year's, once you're dragging the Christmas tree to the curb and tearing down the decorations. It's kind of like a bluesy sort of tune, kind of like what I like to do. You know, I'm a bluesy sort of guy. So
okay, let's go to the song.
Around This Time of Year is the name of the song, so I hope you enjoy it.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. See everybody. You next week.
Good night.
Listen
to Dave's song.
Same bad time, same bad channel, right?
Don't go away. Listen to the song.
That's right. Uh-oh, Chris is having difficulties, I think. He can't find the button. It could be a problem. Oh, this don't sound like my song at all. No, this is a different tune.
Oh, that's
all,
not...
Altogether.
That's not the song?
It's very nice, though. No, that's not mine, because my song is called Around This Time of Year.
I didn't get that one.
That song's something else completely. But thank you.
Okay, I got you. I got you. Around This Time of Year?
Yeah, that's my song.
Okay, I got you. Around...
Yeah. But you know, there's so many crazy crazy wires, so.
Wait, by who?
Oh, it is by me. It's an original song that I think Lynn had sent you.
Okay.
But obviously we don't have that tune, so that's all right.
Nope.
That's because Dave's an original.
Right, that's all it
is.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to make sure you got that for next.
Wait, hold on. I got five things going on at one time.
That's a cool tune, though. I like that. Oh, that's mine right there, you see. This is me. Around this time of year.
This is it. This is it. All stop talking. Let's go to the day song.
Okay, I'll listen.
Getting crazy around this time of year. We're stressed about the shopping, without enjoying the cheer. And those deviled eggs, well, they all disappear around this time of year. It's all getting busy around this time of year. Just where the time has gone, now it ain't so clear. And we can't forget no, baby, just why we're here around this time of year. May you find the goodness of this time the whole year round. Stay away from people who might bring you down. And I hope that fortune finds its way to you, my friend. I'll find you right here. Around this time of year.